Lynch.
And you see, the trouble with some of the left is they empathise with those doing it tough, but they really acknowledge those who actually excelled. And that brings me to my first story, a positive one this afternoon. You see, he's a young gun who didn't require a handout. In fact, he didn't even require his parents' help. He started making pizzas as a part-time job through high school. Well, now 21-year-old Christchurch man Braden Freeman is Hell Pizza's youngest ever store owner. He runs a Hell's Pizza restaurant on Hereford Street in Christchurch's recovering CBD. The restaurant opened last month, and Braden is with me on the phone. Good afternoon, and thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on your success. It's incredible. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a bit of a rough journey, ups and downs, but we're finally there now.
Yeah, I bet it has, particularly in the CBD of a recovering city. Now, just background this for us. When did you very first start working at Hell Pizza?
It was in mid-2010, around like April, I believe it was.
Way back then. And how old were you?
I was 14, yeah.
14 years of age. All right, and so the store that you first worked at sadly had to close because of the earthquakes, is that right?
Yeah, I think there was some water mains underneath the store that burst, the Hell Pizza Shirley store.
Do you remember when you first thought to yourself, right, this is it, I want to own my own restaurant?
No, I...
And don't be humble.
Yeah, I don't know, the opportunity got kind of presented to me by our head office, and I got kind of pushed towards it, which was good. It was a bit of a leap. I don't know. I never really planned for it to happen, kind of thing, if that makes sense.
Well, no, it doesn't. I would have thought there was so much planning that goes involved into this. Now, I think what people are wanting to know, and don't be humble, please, how much help did you get from your parents? Because I understand you did this all on your own.
Yes. So I've never known my dad, never met him. I've only got my mother in my life. I never really had a father figure around. So my mother's always been there, physically and emotionally, but in terms of money, I've never been given anything, no handouts and that kind of stuff.
You must be quite proud of yourself, and you have every reason to be.
Yes, it's kind of scary, but at the same time, it's good to, step back and kind of have something you can point at and be like, that's mine, that's little spot's mine kind of thing.
As you work out how on earth to run a restaurant, and I'd imagine it's going to get very popular because I know where you're stationed in Christchurch, your CBD, it's an amazing part of town. I mean, it's quite exciting. What are you learning as you go along this journey of owning your own restaurant?
Well, this store in particular is a bit different because it's right in the centre of Christchurch, which is still a bit broken and being rebuilt, so it's a bit of a quieter store. Being so young as well, it's quite scary when I'm talking to people that are twice my age and having to get them to listen to me and actually value my opinion. That's a bit scary.
So has some of your mates been a bit dismissive or a bit cynical about this venture of yours?
I haven't really shared it out too much. I think the news article did that a bit. Just in case I failed, I haven't really gone out there with it.
I'll tell you what, you won't fail because I've talked to many Christchurch developers about your good self and about where you're positioned, and you're set to succeed because Christchurch is recovering, it is developing, and what is going to surround you is going to be enormous development and construction. You must have given that some consideration.
Yeah, it's been good. We look over the cathedral every day and there's going to be that new Spark building across the road from us, so there's definitely a lot of growth to happen, which will be really exciting once it happens.
That is going to be fantastic. That will be, I think, the biggest Spark complex, I think, in the South Island. So hopefully there'll be a lot of hungry people you'll be feeding, and you can watch their weight. You can watch all their weight increase as the year progresses. Now, I need to ask you, how did you find out you were the youngest ever store owner of Hell Pizza?
It was just kind of mentioned. It was never a massive celebration. They were just kind of like, oh yeah, you're the youngest owner, by the way. And it's like, oh, really? It definitely made me a bit nervous, being the younger one. Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
Hey, I must ask you. You must like Hell Pizza, right? I mean, the food. What's your favourite pizza?
Oh, usually I like a trouble with a bit of garlic mayo and cream cheese. That's
really
my favourite.
You know, I think my favourite pizza will end up being, and I must invoice you for this commercial here, is I was at the gym the other day, and I noticed you can now get the healthiest pizza in New Zealand is now based at Hell Pizza. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yes, that's the one. They put it through the food test, and we put some Domino's pizzas through the food test as well, and they didn't do too well, quietly.
Who would have thought that actually, you know, a pizza company produces a health pizza, but there you go, it does. Well, look, congratulations on your success. I wish you all the very best and all power to you, Braden.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks so much for being on the show. That is 21-year-old Christchurch man, Braden Freeman. He is Hell Pizza's youngest ever store owner. What a positive way to start the program. 16 past 4, News Talk ZB.